from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A couple things to keep an eye on over the weekend: the rising water levels along the Upper Mattagami watershed, and your kids and pets to make sure they don't get too close. David Valier is general manager of the Mattagami Region Conservation Authority and chair of the Timmins Flood Advisory Committee. He says the committee continues to meet every day. Yesterday, the flood watch was kicked up a notch.
Nothing has really changed since the flood warning went out. Folks know that the levels on the river are high. They're high all over the watershed, Porcupine Lake, Porcupine River, Kamascosha. So that flood warning is basically for the entire Mattagami River watershed.
The Ministry of Natural Resources also has a flood warning in effect on the Mattagami River in the Gogama area. The water flows through Timmins from that area. King Charles himself will deliver the first throne speech of the Carney government on Tuesday, May 27th. The speech, which is normally delivered in the House of Commons by the Governor General, outlines the government's plans for the upcoming parliamentary session. Delivery of it by the head of state is seen as importantly symbolic, as Canada faces tariffs and a threat to its sovereignty from U.S. President Donald Trump. Prime Minister Carney calls it a historic honor that matches the weight of our time. An Alberta MP is stepping aside to allow Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre to run in a by-election. Damien Couric has been Member of Parliament for Battle River Crowfoot since 2019. He says Poilievre just finished a remarkable national campaign that resulted in the highest vote share since 1988, and stepping aside for him is what's best for Canada. Poilievre lost his own campaign for re-election in the rural Ottawa riding of Carleton. The 60th anniversary show of the Timmins Coin Club goes on Sunday in the Lion's Den at the Mac between 10 and 3. There's no admission fee. Promotions Director Orest Lorigneau says a medallion will be unveiled, marking the milestone anniversary. He says he hopes people from around the Timmins area show up as the club looks forward to its next 60 years.
Our membership has grown tremendously over the last 4 or 5 years. We have over 50 people in our membership, with a lot of young people joining, which is nice to see.
You can buy, sell, and trade at this show. The most talked about coin lately is a fake toonie.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.